From Wall Street to your street, and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
Going once, going twice, sold to Verizon? Is a deal with Yahoo within reach? More coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting in New York. While Verizon and Yahoo are this close to a deal, Verizon is closing in to buy Yahoo's core business for about $5 billion. This is according to sources familiar with these talks. In a deal that looked at one point like it was going to take forever, we may be in the home stretch and a deal could be just around the corner. Reporter Dana Simaluka joined the Wall Street Journal with more.
It looks like it's finally drawing to a close. I mean, you know, Yahoo's board probably would like to have wrapped this up long ago. People long thought that Verizon was the strongest horse, and it looks like they're probably going to win the race.
But don't look for any previous Yahoo bidders to reemerge. Necessarily.
Auctions are always unpredictable. It's not done till it's done. But there are probably other guys waiting in the wings. But I think everyone's watching to see if Verizon can finally seal this thing in the next few days.
Terms of the deal remain unclear.
It's super complicated. I mean, Verizon is an amalgamation of a lot of different things, including its declining core internet business and a couple of very valuable stakes in Asian companies like Alibaba and Yahoo Japan. Those two, the latter two, will not go with the deal. But Verizon also owns patents and real estate. We're not sure whether they'll go with the deal, so price is tricky. It'll measure in the billions. We're not quite sure how many. On the Marissa issue, she'll walk away with a decent package. We don't know how much exactly, but it'll be measured in the tens of millions in all likelihood. She's probably going to ride off into the sunset, though, because Verizon has this guy, Tim Armstrong, who's very well regarded, runs AOL, which Verizon would probably combine Yahoo with. He'll probably run that combined company, and I imagine, you know, Marissa will leave.
So what's in it for Verizon?
You know, Verizon is in an interesting position. Their landline business obviously has been in decline for years. Now their juggernaut of a wireless business has even plateaued. So they need to look to new areas of growth. Buying AOL was obviously a big part of that. Stapling Yahoo onto it makes sense, but clearly they're trying to head in a new direction to find some growth in the whole digital advertising realm.
The valuation remains unclear as well, as has always been the case with Yahoo.
It looks like now maybe Verizon's bid ultimately includes at least real estate. And you can imagine that from one round to the next, maybe they bump their bid. Some others are reporting something in the neighborhood of $5 billion total. But again, it's tricky. We don't have our own sense of it at this moment. But also, you got to know what exactly they're buying to get a sense of what they're paying. This is a tricky asset to value. It's like a melting ice cube, Yahoo's business. I think that's partly why this has taken so long, because people are having a hard time wrapping their arms around the business. What's there now? What's going to be there in the future? So it's a very difficult asset to value. It's in some ways, it's the end of Yahoo. Their trials and tribulations will come to an end. But of course, their stakes in those two very valuable Asian companies that I mentioned, you know, we'll have to see what comes of those.
And now we wait. That'll do it for this edition of Tech News Briefing. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.